to you by the ARCC live on Planet FM.
Stay tuned for current affairs, conversation, interviews, music and more.
As we explore the perspectives and stories from resettled communities.
And bring you information from within the resettlement sector.
Assalamu alaikum, jambo. Welcome to Rosetta Radio, brought to you live by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. Welcome for tuning in. I'm your host for the day. This is 1 hour show. It comes once a week, every Saturday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. 1 hour show, live from our studio here in Auckland, New Zealand. And for our viewers online, thank you. Thank you for following us. And for those who are listening live, thank you for tuning in. And remember that you can upload the podcast. We have the podcast. It comes every time we broadcast, and you can download a lot of them. You can share them. You can distribute them. So no worries. These are about the communities and in community and about the voice of the community. So welcome to the studio. I welcome you for our view. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for joining us. So I'm in the studio by myself. Today our colleagues, Yobi, and Ezzedine Hamed are not here. But they will come sometime in maybe next week or the week after. And I'm playing in the background the legend of reggae in South Africa, and that's Lucky Dube. Most of you might know. We lost him to the crimes in South Africa, and he's a great of all time. And he championed the cause. You know, he worked for peace. He made a lot of great differences, and yeah, he's a great guy. So we can start with our program today. So a lot on our plate. Going on today is our coffee. Our coffee is an African community in Auckland in New Zealand. Is having an AGM today. They are electing new team, a new executive team, because the term of the old team has expired, and so the new team is coming on board to serve for 1 year term, and the next team. The old team is assisting also the new team. There's an election being conducted now, and I wish you all the best, the nominees and those who have served before. You have served the community well, and we wish them very good luck in doing that, in making a difference in the African community. We have so many communities in RCC. It's not just coffee. The African community is just one of the communities we have. So we have more communities from the Asian countries, and we have communities in the in South America, and as well as part of Asia, which is the Middle Eastern communities within Asian countries have their own communities that are undergoing processes like Anacofi. And the differences that we can make in our communities is coming together, do bits by bit, and then those bits will add up and will make a very great difference. We had a very great day yesterday at Wanahanga here in Auckland, where we joined other communities to have a roundtable discussion with the MP, with our politicians, and mainly with the MP of Monrosco, Honorable Michael Wood. And Michael Wood has been in the center of the cause for the social change in Auckland, and he has been representing a very diverse community in Monrosco. There are Asians, and there are Africans, and there are South Americans, and there are so many ethnic groups, you can mention that, from different parts of the world. And so Michael Hood has been in the forefront in fighting for social justice for the ethnic communities. And we thank Michael Hood for coming forward in all the time leading the championing for peace in the communities and rehabilitating the communities and going to the communities and listen to the issues, to the concerns, and to whatever is out there that needs to be addressed. And Michael Wood is a point man where he takes things to the right venues to be addressed. And he's always in touch with our Prime Minister, with the New Zealand Prime Minister, where some of these communities challenges and issues have been addressed to the Office of Prime Minister, because Prime Minister Right Honourable Jacinda Ardern is also an MP, a representative of the people, a representative of Auckland, Mount Albert in Auckland. And Mount Albert is also a very diverse suburb, constituency, just like that of Michael Hood. And there's a diversity. So this diversity is what makes us great, you know. It's not about the differences. It's about the cultures, the heritage that we have, that the migrant community have brought to this country is great. It's what makes New Zealand great. New Zealand has gone to the record that is one of the diverse countries in the world. So we are the most. I think we are on the top. And the statistics taken from the last survey, I mean from the last head counting of population, New Zealand is going to be more diverse in few years to come. And so we need more diversity in any part, whether it is in employment, whether it is education, and the government sector and non-government sector. We all need these diversities to be reflected in all those areas. And this has been the call of the community all along. Communities have been talking that the reflection of the diversity, I mean the diversity, should be reflected in all those government and non-governmental organs throughout the country. And we give thanks to those who are in the forefront all the time, you know, the representatives of the people. These are the parliamentarians. We give them a word of thanks for representing the people, which have put them there, and in a way that they also report back to the community, because it is a call of duty, and they are doing what they have been voted for. And thanks for that. So the challenges being discussed yesterday is an opportunity for the communities to discuss their issues with the Honorable Michael Wood, the MP for Mount Roscoe, and he has been listening very careful, and it's always open, it's always there. You know, at a time you can go to him. We have here in ARCC, we have some communities, individual people in the community who have gone to him and helped them with so many issues, housing, education, and so many things. So he's a great guy. We are lucky to have Michael Wood in Mount Roscoe, constituency, and it's good that we are to be with him all the time. So the challenges being discussed yesterday were ranging from employment, from education, trade, part of employment, and the things that we don't even know, you know, things like what would be the effect of the Brexit if it comes that United Kingdom will not get out of the Brexit. Stories, Brexit saga, which has been taking place for a long time now. It has cost, I don't know, two prime ministers, as far as I can recall, and we don't even know how soon the Britons will get out of Brexit, whether there will be a deal or no deal, we don't know, and this is a concern for more communities in New Zealand, and particularly ethnic communities or communities that have that are conducting businesses. And also other things like the security, like rehabilitation, is one of the things that came up. You know, we have a lot of young people now dealing with the unwanted drugs, and they got into a situation where they cannot function normally, and we need a place where they can be rehabilitated and put back to the community. They are part of us, and they will always be part of us. And we need some ways and mechanisms where these people cannot be neglected. They are part of us, and they will always remain part of us. But we have to do our part to make them part of us. That being said, I will take you to a break now, and we will come back and we will talk about other things. And now I'm playing to you Abby Lakeu, is an artist from Ethiopia. And why I'm playing her is because there's something that we will talk about Ethiopia, a very exciting thing. So don't go away, stay tuned. Jambo, welcome back. Our greetings. Welcome to those who have just joined us. You are listening to Resettle Radio, a voice of the community. Welcome. For our online viewers, thank you for following us. You can always follow us in our Facebook and our website. And also you can download all the podcasts. We have them. And you can share them. Feel free to share them. Feel free to distribute them. This is part of the voice. So before I play to you Ethiopian music, and I said if my coming back, I will tell you why I'm playing that. The music was being sung in Ethiopian in Amharic. Amharic is the language of Ethiopia, and he's talking about the beauty of the country. And now, the reason why I was playing the Ethiopian music, I have been playing music, different music, and I will also play different music today from different parts of the world. But the reason why I selected that particular music of Ethiopia is because there's an exciting thing that has happened in Ethiopia yesterday. And if you have been following the news, you will know that there's an award being won by one of the African presidents for being a peace-loving person. And that person, it happened to be the Prime Minister of Ethiopia, Dr. Abiy Ahmed Haile. He's the Prime Minister of Ethiopia, and he has won the Norwegian Nobel Peace Prize. And this is a very great news for people who are doing different things, things that change the communities, that change the nations. And I would also play to you a soundbite from where it was announced in Oslo in Norway, Nobel Peace Prize announcement. But before that, I would like every listener to remember why Dr. Abiy Ahmed is the right person for this Nobel Peace Prize. Dr. Abiy Ahmed, for those who do not know, is one of the youngest leaders in Africa. I think he's the youngest. The last time I checked was Joseph Kabila was the youngest, but now this guy has come in. I think he took at the age of 30-something, 33, 32, something like that. I did not know the exact age, but he's the youngest in Africa. Africa has a lot of issues that we have never had young leaders. We have people who should be in retirement homes and still call themselves the leaders of the nation. We always have one leader for like 40 years. And now there are current leaders who have been there since 1985. People like Yoweri Kaguta Museveni of Uganda. And imagine one person has been there leading the nation for like 40 years. And you may wonder, is that person, is it a kingdom or is it a democratically elected leader? So these are the things that Africa has been known for over the world. And now I think we have a new face of Africa now, face of Dr. Abiy, and face of a lot of young leaders who have come up to make a difference, to change the shape of Africa, the way Africa has been known all over the world. So Dr. Abiy has replaced Haile Mariam Desalegn as the Prime Minister of Ethiopia. And Haile Mariam Desalegn came after the untimely death of the former Prime Minister of Ethiopia, Meles Zenawi. Meles Zenawi is the one who liberated Ethiopia after Mengistu Haile Mariam rule of more than 30 years. And Mengistu came into power through coup in 1978 and has been a leader of Ethiopia until he was overthrown in 1991. I think it was May 1991, because I clearly remember I was in Addis Ababa, and that was the time I fled because of insecurity in Ethiopia, and I fled to Kenya. It's like I have been through so many civil wars from one country to another, leaving one for and going to seek refuge in another country, and has been part of my life, you know, running around, trying to be safe. This is what Dr. Abiy has done. You know, he has released all the journalists. I do not know the number. I forgot the number because it has been in the news for quite a while that the government of Ethiopia, the predecessor of Dr. Abiy, jailed journalists. There was no freedom of speech. There was only one party policy, and it was so crazy. So many people were locked up. There's no expression of, you know, democracy, freedom, nothing. The basic human rights are denied. And so journalists were arrested. They were not allowed to practice their journalistic rights. And they were arrested, and Dr. Abiy now has come in and released all the political detainees. This is what has been put out by, by The Guardian. He released all journalists from jail. He made his continent 50% female, you know, cabinet. He formed his cabinet when he became a prime minister. Then he formed his cabinet, and 50% of his cabinet are females, and he appointed a great woman for president of Ethiopia. There's a president, but, you know, ceremonial powers are with the prime minister. So he appointed a very great woman for president. He made peace with Eritrea. I do not know how many of you who are listening have been following the news of conflict between Eritrea and Ethiopia. For a little sidebar, Ethiopia and Eritrea has been one nation, like, for a long time. They used to be together as one country, and this is one of the things why Ethiopia is split into two in 1992. So Ethiopia was one country, and Eritrea was part of northern Ethiopia, and things did not get along well because Eritreans see themselves different people from Ethiopia. They have their own way of doing things, culture, and historical facts are there to support that. They have done what they have done to get away from the mainland Ethiopia. And in 1991, the Eritrean rebels took over Asmara, the capital city of Eritrea, and Eritrea became a sovereign state in 1992 with the blessing of Ethiopia. So Ethiopia, by the time, Ethiopian prime minister at the time was Meles Zenawi. Meles Zenawi was the one who had overthrown Mengistu Haile Mariam, a socialist kind of a guy. And so Meles Zenawi said it's okay for Eritrea to be an independent country. So that was a good thing for Eritreans, and they really enjoyed that. I was also in Addis Ababa when that one was announced. And Dr. Abiy is the Prime Minister of Ethiopia now, and today has been awarded a Nobel Peace Prize winner in Oslo, in Norway, and he has done so many good things. And let me play that video clip where he was announced by the Nobel Peace Prize team in Oslo, Norway, and let's listen and see.
The Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided to award the Nobel Peace Prize for 2019 to Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed Ali for his efforts to achieve peace and international cooperation, and in particular for his decisive initiative to resolve the border conflict with neighboring Eritrea. The prize is also meant to recognize the stakeholders working for peace and reconciliation in Ethiopia and in the East and Northeast African regions. When Abiy Ahmed became Prime Minister in April 2018, he made it clear that he wished to resume peace talks with Eritrea. In close cooperation with Isaias Afwerki, the President of Eritrea, Abiy Ahmed quickly worked out the principles for a peace agreement to end the long no peace, no war stalemate between the two countries. These principles are set out in the declarations that Prime Minister Abiy and President Afwerki signed in Asmara and Jeddah in July and September. An important premise for the breakthrough was Abiy Ahmed's unconditional willingness to accept the arbitration ruling of an international boundary commission in 2002. Now, peace does not arise from the actions of one party alone. When Prime Minister Abiy reached out his hand, President Afwerki grasped it and helped to formalize the peace process between the two countries. The Norwegian Nobel Committee hopes the peace agreement will help to bring about positive change for the entire populations of Ethiopia and Eritrea. In Ethiopia, even if much work remains, Abiy Ahmed has initiated important reforms that give many citizens hope for a better life and a brighter future. He spent his first 100 days as Prime Minister lifting the country's state of emergency, granting amnesty to thousands of political prisoners, discontinuing media censorship, legalizing outlaw opposition groups, dismissing military and civilian leaders who were suspected of corruption, and significantly increasing the influence of women in Ethiopian political and community life. He has also pledged to strengthen democracy by holding free and fair elections. In the wake of the peace process with Eritrea, Prime Minister Abiy has engaged in other peace and reconciliation processes in East and Northeast Africa. In September 2018, he and his government contributed actively to the normalization of diplomatic relations between Eritrea and Djibouti after many years of political hostility. Additionally, Abiy Ahmed has sought to mediate between Kenya and Somalia in their protracted conflict over rights to a disputed marine area. There is now hope for a resolution to this conflict. And in Sudan, the military regime and the opposition have returned to the negotiating table. And on 17th of August, they released a joint draft of a new constitution intended to secure a peaceful transition to civil rule in the country. Prime Minister Abiy played a key role in the process that led to the agreement. Ethiopia is a country of many different languages and peoples. Lately, old ethnic rivalries have flared up. According to international observers, up to 3 million Ethiopians may be internally displaced. This is in addition to the million or so refugees and asylum seekers from neighbouring countries. As Prime Minister, Abiy Ahmed has sought to promote reconciliation, solidarity and social justice. However, many challenges remain unresolved. Ethnic strife continues to escalate, and we have seen troubling examples of this in recent weeks and months. No doubt, some people will think this year's prize is being awarded too early. The Norwegian Nobel Committee believes it is now that Abiy Ahmed's efforts deserve recognition and need encouragement. The Norwegian Nobel Committee hopes that the Nobel Prize will strengthen Prime Minister Abiy in his important work for peace and reconciliation. Ethiopia is Africa's second most populous country and East Africa's largest economy. A peaceful, stable and successful Ethiopia will have many positive side effects and will help to strengthen fraternity among nations and peoples in this region. With the provisions of Alfred Nobel's will firmly in mind, the Norwegian Nobel Committee sees Abiy Ahmed as the person who, in the preceding year, has done the most to deserve the Nobel Peace Prize for 2019. Thank you very much for your attention.
The Prime Minister of Ethiopia has yet to institute democratic reform in his country. What do you expect from him when it comes to elections and so on forward?
Well, as you already have heard, we have recognized his intention of carrying through with democratic elections next year. And I do not quite agree in the premise in your question, because there is definitely a lot achieved already in reforming Ethiopia to a democracy, but there's also a long way to go.
That has been a part of the announcement about the prize being won by His Excellency, the Prime Minister of Ethiopia, Dr. Abiy Ahmed Ali. And this announcement was broadcast by The Guardian and one of the mainstream media. And I just got a clip from there. And just as the presenter has mentioned, Dr. Abiy Ahmed has made a lot of changes since the time he came. He has not been there for a long time. He just came as the Prime Minister of Ethiopia, and he already made a massive changes within the Ethiopia, brought about changes in the democratic process of elections, you know, and Ethiopia has been a one-party system, and now there's a breathing space for other political parties to participate. And the people there are having a bit of a freedom for the first time ever, because Ethiopia has never seen democracy for a very long time. So Dr. Abiy is a window of hope to the challenges being faced by the Ethiopians and by all the residents of Ethiopia. That being said, we will move on. I will play you some bits of music. Now I will take you to Uganda. This is Eddie Kenzo doing ghetto dance with some kids. I will play you some more music. Thank you. Stay tuned.
Line with Alfred.
Uncle. Sitalosi, dance, dance. Ye baba bubu ke mbomulo, ye baba bubu ke mbomulo. Akalero kansonga, akubye ndi mu mundu ya chigoma. Sagala nyombo, kubange no sawa ya nungo. Bagande sagala nyombo, ino sawa ya chikire. Mwama sembera, mulamu wasova. Jangu chetare, ya siri akulika. Mekantine, enzina mumama, mulamu wachisera. Ato muziki zuri sana, mekantine.
Jumbo, you have been listening to Radio Resident Radio, brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM, live from his studio in Auckland, New Zealand. And the artist that has been played is Basiku Koyote from Mali. Basiku was has been a part of Mali. Artist, sing group, and was born in the family of soloist, and he has been an renowned artist. So now we are coming to the end of our program, but before that, let me quickly remind you that an event going on today, fundraising event. Being carried out by Myanmar Gonye of Burmese community in Panmar, and everybody's welcome. And I think that there's a fee to enter, but you know what you can get there is more than $20 that you're going to pay at the gate. So it's good to support them. They are helping victims of the flood back in Myanmar, formerly known as Burma, and. This is a great community that has been doing a lot of amazing things in Auckland here, and they are connected to some of their to their communities back in Myanmar. And so this fundraising is to raise money to help those people with a flood, maybe with food, maybe with medicines and everything, because a flood comes with so many diseases, with waterborne diseases, and like cholera and other waterborne diseases. So it's good to support those who are supporting other people. And I will be going there now, so it will start at 6. It will start at 6 p.m. and will finish around 8 p.m. So a lot of great music there, a lot of food, and network. So about 500 people will go. So that's big. So do your part, and please go. It will be at the Panmewa Community Hall. Sorry for my bad pronunciation on that. It will be on Panmewa Community Hall in Panmewa. So you can Google that out, just Panmewa Community Hall. They will be selling tickets at the gate, $20 per person. And, you know, it's not about the $20, but what will you get out of it? That's a big deal. So it's a difference. Your $20 will make a lot of differences in Myanmar, because the money will go overseas to the flood victims, and your dollar will make a lot of difference there. So that marks the end of our program for today. And we will be back again next week, next Saturday, same time, same place. And thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being with us all along. And we wish you a very blessing weekend. And see you again next week. From this studio, from Galwaksul, bye-bye.
This week,
take care until next Saturday, same time, 10 to 5 on Planet FM 104.6
and on the web www.plantaudio.org.nz/resetter radio.